Our next presenter is Thomas Redant from the School of Music. Thomas's presentation is titled Inside, Inside, a thematic analysis of Bo Burnham's 2021 comedy special.
Do you remember COVID? Not the sickness, but the period of time when we were all compelled to stay in our homes. It can be difficult to articulate the elements that define the spirit of a period of history. But through the analysis of artistic works, we can develop that cultural snapshot. The 2021 comedy music special Inside is just such an artistic work. Filmed, directed, performed, written by Bo Burnham, it's intimate look at a person struggling with isolation really spoke to a lot of us. It garnered a massive audience and it stimulated a lively public discourse. My research investigates subliminal and overt themes in the work while also identifying what was so attractive in this COVID-related media. This offers insight into how folks might respond to isolation, predatory capitalism, and even sedation through entertainment. Now, my research has identified three dominant themes in the work: post-comedy, performer-audience relationships, and escapism. Now, post-comedy is a genre label that emerged around 2020, and it speaks to a work's ability to tell an intimate story, an emotional story, while using techniques that we would typically associate with comedy. And yes, Inside is a comedy, but as it progresses, it ceases to be about the silly songs, and it comes into its own as an emotional story of a person struggling with isolation. The second theme pertains to performer-audience relationships. Now, Burnham removes the idea of the live audience entirely, choosing instead to simulate his audience. This results in distortion, subversion, and even rejection of the standard performer-audience relationship that we share right now. The third theme pertains to escapism. In Burnham's first direct address to the home audience, he reveals that this work is an attempt to distract himself from the outside world. He seeks escape. And while he does indulge in some things that offer fleeting relief, in the end, he rejects his escapist tendencies. His quarantine is over. Inside is an hour and a half of silly songs and sketches, but my research reveals that it is so much more than that. It is a reflection of a society gripped with fear amidst a crisis. It is an exploration of escapist strategies that we might use in the face of a harsh reality. And it is a parable demonstrating the bravery required to face the challenges of the post-COVID world head on. Thank you.